Even before President Trump took office, his message on immigration was clear. He planned to deport millions of immigrants living in the country without documentation. And in an interview with 60 Minutes, Trump said he'd first focus on criminals.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers. We have a lot of these people, probably 2 million, it could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country.
But looking at a breakdown of the arrests made by ICE since January, it's clear that non-criminals are being arrested at a higher clip. Nationwide, the number has more than doubled compared to the same time last year. In New England, ICE has arrested more than three times as many non-criminals, 335, up from 104 this time last year.
This administration is carrying out the mass deportation agenda that it promised on the campaign trail.
Sarah Sherman Stokes is a clinical instructor at Boston University's Immigrants' Rights and Human Trafficking Program. She says an increase in ICE arrests this year is unsurprising given Trump's executive orders. The actions broadened enforcement priorities for ICE to include not only serious criminals, but also those whose only offense is entering the country without authorization. In 2014, then-President Obama sought to narrow enforcement priorities by focusing on, quote, deporting felons, not families. While deportations did rise to historic levels under Obama, numbers decreased toward the end of his second term. Still, Sherman Stokes says some of the enforcement patterns we're seeing now began well before Trump's executive orders.
You know, I'm surprised that the numbers have gone up so dramatically, although they're not surprising insofar as they're a continuation of the trajectory that we were already on under the Obama administration.
Of particular concern now, she says, is the spike in arrests of non-criminals.
When the system of priorities collapses on itself, as it has done under this administration, how does law enforcement focus on serious threats if they're focusing on everyone? It's impossible.
The Trump administration has said it hopes to beef up the number of ICE agents in an effort to support the new enforcement priorities. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shannon Dooling.